You're going to get on the air and say, hey, we just give it as a sedative at night. We don't even use it as an antidepressant anymore. And they're not going to tell you that it's an SSRI reuptake inhibitor. Does that sound familiar?
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These, yes, which is the same family of drugs as Paxil and what's the most famous one of all? Prozac. You wrote a book talking back
Paxil,
to Prozac.
Paxil, Zoloft.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that it's not selective. It's just a reuptake inhibitor of serotonin, but right. It also inhibits the reuptake of some other drugs. Right. But it's in that class of the drugs.
So it increases the levels of circulating serotonin. And these drugs, these SSRI drugs, all of them have suicide or homicide associated with them. Do they not?
They do.
Yeah, don't worry about the sounds. We'll just
okay. You can
we'll
hear me shuffling
it.
Around.
It's hard
so
to hear here anyway.
Equipment set up.
That's
right
quite
now.
All right. Not to worry, Dr. Breggin. We're talking with Dr. Peter Breggin, a practicing psychiatrist and the author of Medication Madness, among other books. And he's pointing out that the Navy Yard shooter was on an SSRI drug. SSRI drugs have been associated with. Correct me if I'm wrong, most of the mass shootings that we know of in the history of the United States, is that an accurate statement?
I don't think we have that kind of information,
okay.
But they've been involved with an awful lot of the mass shootings. The ones, you see, most of them, Tom, we don't even have a good chronology. Most of the mass shootings, we know the person was seeing a psychiatrist, we know the person was probably on psychiatric drugs, but the ones we can track are SSRI related.
Right.
Often.